Hello and welcome to my podcast on Chemical Ideas 1.4, Calculations Involving Gases. Now, the first really important thing to know about gases is that 1 mole of any gas at standard temperature and pressure, 298 Kelvin and 1 atmosphere, will take up the same space. It will take up 24 decimeters cubed, or litres. Don't ask me why, it just does. Any gas at the same space, it could be methane, CO2, anesthetic gas, anything will take up that volume at that temperature and pressure. Makes our life very easy later on, though. Because if you look at Chemical Ideas 1.4, it explains it quite nicely, how this works. But it has calculations that really appear to be quite difficult, are actually very, very straightforward. So if we look at question 5 in Chemical Ideas 1.4, we'll go through this together. It reads, 100 centimetres cubed of propane gas, C3H8, are burnt in oxygen to form CO2 and water. It says, write a balanced equation. Well, it's really quite easy, these equations are, because you look at the formula of propane, C3H8. So if it's C3, it must give you 3 carbons as a product, which means 3 CO2s. 8 hydrogens. Well, we know that water is H2O. 8 hydrogens gives you 4 H2O. So it's going to be C3H8 plus some oxygen gives you 3 CO2s and 4 H2Os. Well, in 3 CO2s and 4 H2Os are 10 oxygen atoms, which means we must have 5 oxygen molecules to make that. So it would be C3H8 plus 5 O2, give you 3 CO2 plus 4 H2O. Okay, that's probably the difficult bit. Now, it then says what volume of oxygen is needed. So you look at your equation, and you look at the ratio of propane to oxygen. Now, we know that there is 100 centimetres cubed of propane gas. We know the ratio of propane to oxygen is 1 to 5. So if 1 mole of propane reacts with 5 of oxygen, and we know we've got 100 centimetres cubed of propane, we must have 500 centimetres cubed of oxygen. It really is as simple as that. Well, if we then look at the next question, C, it says what volume of CO2 is produced? Well, the ratio of propane to CO2 is 1 to 3. 1 of propane takes 100 centimetres cubed, so 3 of CO2 must be 300 centimetres cubed. It really is that simple. Follow that process, and these equations are really, really very, 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 very simple. Can be a little bit confusing sometimes if you try and do too many calculations rather than just keeping it simple and just looking at the ratios. So my tip, look at the ratios, apply those, keeps it easy.